Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The big event is coming up tonight here in Austin, Texas. It's absolutely free on this first day of February 2007. Put on by the Project for a New American Citizen student group. And George Humphreys is going to speak first for about 30 minutes, then talk show host Jack Blood, and then, of course, myself for about an hour. And then we're going to, all three of us, get up there and take about 30, 45 minutes of questions. It's going to go from 7:30 to a little bit past 10, and it's going to be extremely informative. We'll all be speaking on basically issues of the war on terror, the war on freedom, 9/11 being an inside job, the latest developments, the upcoming planned attack on Iran, how to hopefully avert that, and a lot more concerning our society and what's happening with humankind. That is coming up at the UT Union Ballroom, beautiful stately ballroom right underneath the UT Tower, and that is coming up this evening from 7:30 to a little bit past 10. We've got it till 10:30, but we'll break it up by about 10:15. So that is coming up tonight. Details and maps up on Infowars.com. If you even live up in Dallas or San Antonio, when you get off work, jump in the car and come on down. Folks from all over Central Texas, we'd really love to see you there as well. All the great students down at UT and, of course, my fellow Austinites, Pflugervillians, Round Rockians, Taylorans, and just many others. You are, again, invited. Love to see you there. Coming up this evening. All right, we have Daniel Obuchaike coming on the show. He's the Londoner who was on the bus that exploded on 7-7, a little bit over an hour after the trains exploded, and he witnessed all these black op operatives directing the bus there and waiting when it exploded once it got there, the only major bus diverted, the only bus diverted there. That is coming up in the second hour. We gave you shades of this yesterday with Steve Watson, actually 2 days ago, joining us from London, and very important breaking news, and Steve will be on with Daniel as well coming up in the second hour. Then we have Wayne Madsen, former NSA operator, coming on to discuss the anti-war rally in D.C. over the weekend that was taken over by 9/11 Truth. Also, 9/11 Truth and Patriot videos are dominating the Google Top 100 right now. Terror Storm was, what was it, like number 11 and number 74 last night, because there's 50-something versions that I've seen of people that have uploaded it, which kind of keeps us out of the Top 100, but c'est la vie, because they only count each one and its ranking. So if you've got 50-something different, probably more now, uploads of it, different people are watching different versions. You know, there'll be 600,000 here, 300,000 have watched this one, 300,000 that have watched that one, 100,000 that have watched this one, 50,000 have watched that one, 400,000 that have watched this one. But two Terror Storm uploads are in the top 100. And America Freedom to Fascism went to number 2 late last night. When we wrote an article about it, it was at number 3. And, of course, you know what was numero uno, Loose Change, second edition. It's been floating around in the top 100 for the last 6 months. But it's as if Google took the brakes off, because Google has admitted that at least twice they erased our page views on all of the Terror Storm versions. Every time we'd go into the top 50, the top 100, racing towards number 1, they would just erase all of our views. And they said, oh, it's an accident. Oh, we just keep doing it. We know they did it twice. We were told about it beforehand, but by the time we were watching it, we saw it happen twice. They admitted in an email they'd done it. So we know that it's more than twice, but we can confirm twice. Why suddenly are they all not being held back? We know Loose Change, second edition, also had its numbers erased around the same time. Other videos didn't, though. It was some beautiful woman speaking in a sultry voice, playing ping pong. It would stay in the top 100, but not anti-New World Order videos. All right, masses of news straight ahead. Huge show lined up for you today. We'll tell you all about it and jump into it on the other side. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You will hear one of the survivors of the London bombings talking about government operatives all over the scene of the attack, directing the bus there out of hundreds of buses. Once it got there, operatives all around the bus, it explodes. They then put on fake bandages. Just, this is absolute bombshell, smoking gun. And Daniel Obuchacki will be joining us from London, England, in the second hour. We do have Wayne Madsen, former NSA officer, joining us to break down 9/11 truth, the latest developments, and how they took over the staged anti-war rally that was in D.C. over the weekend. We'll also have open phones on this live Thursday edition. But first, there has been a new development concerning John Yoo, who was one of the chief White House counsel's top lawyers, one of the top lawyers for President Bush, writing the supporting torture memorandum that was given to the guards, the Marine Corps guards, and CIA interrogators, torturers, at places like Camp X-Ray, and of course the Army and private technician tortures at Abu Ghraib and other camps around the world, including over two dozen in Eastern and Central Europe in the former Soviet Union. Two of his memos written by him have been declassified as of 2 years ago, as well as three torture memos written by Alberto Gonzalez. Of course, Alberto Gonzalez, who then became Attorney General, wrote that the president was literally the law, not above the law, but the law, and that he had the power of a sovereign king. We've read these memos on air. They're in my film, Terror Storm. And that they could torture someone until they died, and if they didn't kill you on purpose, it was okay. They could stop breathing, organ failure, everything, as long as they didn't mean to kill you. So everything up until death, and if they kill you on accident, you can just say it's an accident, then it's okay. And we know it's included things I can't even mention on air, but it is in the official Army report that just go read it. MSNBC has a copy of it. We have a copy of it, but you won't believe it if it's on PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Just go read it there on MSNBC's website. It's also on the National Archives website, where they talk about children being raped, women being raped, when they talk about them being raped in front of their mothers and fathers. And again, this is just because these sickos that run the government like to do this. This was just indiscriminate at Abu Ghraib. At Camp X-Ray, it concerns satanic rituals and blood, prostitutes flown in, and I'm just going to leave it at that, with blood, in Arabic, saying satanic chants to completely terrify them while smearing them with blood. Again, that's mainstream news. So, raping children, blood, sex, I mean, you cannot get more sick. This is as sick as it gets. And I guess not to be overdone by Alberto Gonzalez, his deputy, his chief deputy, John Yu, wrote that small children could have their genitals crushed by pliers, by vice grips. And last year we interviewed Professor Castle, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, but and we played the audio tape here where they bring this up to them at a closed-door, secret Council on Foreign Relations meeting in Chicago at the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations branch, the second-largest meeting branch in the country. The main headquarters, obviously, is in New York, and we've been there and protested them there. And when John Yu brings it up, you hear kind of a hiss and a small boo because they're so upset with him. And then the Professor Castle says, do you believe the president has the power to order this? And he said, yes, I do. So, and, you know, did you write that? Did you say he has the power? And John, you said, well, yes, he does have that power. So, chanting satanic slogans, blood being used and you know, bathing them in it. Can you imagine what these people think of us? I mean, blood and raping and children. I mean, this is just off the charts. This is like Saw 3 or something. This is like some horrible, you know, horror movie made by Quentin Tarantino, I guess, like Hostel. I haven't seen it, but I've read the synopsis of it. But it's our government doing it. And why do I bring this up? There has been a new development. There has been a new development. Video of torture master John Yu being asked to justify crushing children's testicles comments. This is up on InfoWars.net with the video shot by one of our listeners. We are very professionally done. We thank you for doing this. Please send us the raw video so we can put it in the film. Please, 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 please. Because, I didn't want to announce this, but in a few months, we are going to have a second edition of Terror Storm. John Yu is already in it. I'd like to have video, not just audio and news articles about it, with him admitting it. So I know my staff's listening. If that listener is not tuned in and doesn't send it to me, get a hold of him and please get me that video. But you can see the video right now in internet quality up on InfoWars.net. It's pretty darn good there. And for the film, I'd like to have the original digital copy. Video of torture master John Yu being asked to justify crushing children's testicles comments. The Baker Institute Student Forum hosted a discussion involving three panelists on November 3rd, 2006, one of which was John Yu, co-author of the Patriot Act, and various controversial memos. And I guess this was in Houston. And we've actually had this listener call in, now I remember that, and talk about how he confronted him, and now we have the video. So I wonder, I haven't talked to Steve yet today, I just saw the story this morning. I wonder how how Steve knows it was him. Maybe he was listening to the show because I remember this fella calling in and talking about it. Maybe he didn't shoot the video. Well, let's find out where it came from and get it. But I believe he did shoot it. Again, I'm just brainstorming here on air. This is kind of behind-the-scenes stuff I just do on air because I'm so busy. I just give orders on air. The Baker Institute Student Forum hosted a discussion involving three panelists on November 3rd, 2006, one of which was John Yoo, co-author of the Patriot Act and various controversial memos in which he advocated the possible legality of torture and that enemy combatants could be denied protection under the Geneva Convention. You also decreed that it was legal to declare war anywhere, anytime, on anyone the president deemed a threat, including U.S. citizens, I would add. At 1 hour, 39 minutes, 43 seconds into the 2 hour, 4 minute videotape, you was asked by an InfoWarrior reader to explain the moral justification for crushing a child's testicles or raping a child in front of the parents. You backtracks on previous comments he made during the December 1st debate in Chicago with Notre Dame professor and international human rights scholar, because that was the year before, Doug Castle. John Yoo gave the green light for people of torture to legally include sexual torture of infants. And then we've got the comments on the audio clip of Castle. But here's the audio from the new video with him. First they bring up Gulf of Tonkin staged events, and then he brings up the torture. Here it is.
Back row in black.
Hi. First, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming out today. My dad was in Yam. I think that there's sort of something here under the surface not really being discussed, and I feel like we're still in this left-right, polarized paradigm. There's some stuff here on the side that's not really been discussed at all that's about to hit the man. For one, I want to remind everyone, since Vietnam comes up all the time, that a big portion of that, was based on, a lie, which was the Gulf of Tonkin. The government now admits that we conducted a false flag terrorist, attack that, we said they attacked us, so we used it as justification to go to war with them, part of justification. And that's never discussed, and it's always like, well, Vietnam was like this. Well, okay, let's look at the foundation of what got us into that war.
We need a question?
Yes, I'm sorry. I apologize. I would like to know where the moral justification is for torturing children. They're not the terrorists. If we're torturing a terrorist, where's the moral justification for, crushing its testicles, raping a child in front of their parents, raping them with acid? Where's the justification for that?
I am not saying that we should do any of those things.
but you did in Chicago say if the president orders that.
Jordan, I didn't, and
you said yes.
Can I actually say what I say, or do you want to believe everything you read on the internet?
Hit pause and back that up. One of the esteemed professor/lawyer panelists, and they announced themselves, there's an hour and 40-something minutes before this. Both the other lawyers are attacking him over this, and so they're informed. And then John Yoo says, do you believe everything you see on the Internet? This came out in mainstream newspapers. This was a surreptitiously recorded by Professor Castle, who was on the panel in Chicago the year before, confronting him. But what does Yoo do? He lies. He says, do you believe everything you see on the Internet? I mean, we can play the clip of him again right now. We played it like 20 times. Well, you know what? We'll play the rest of it when we get back from break. But back it up about 20 seconds so you can hear him by the other two panelists start going, wait a minute, you did say that. I mean, they're not going to put up with him. He wrote memos signed by him, implemented as White House policy. You know how we got these memos? They had hearings, almost a year ago about this, and Alberto Gonzalez had to testify, and he entered these into public evidence. The Attorney General is proud of these. This has been given to the operators of the overseas camps in Europe, in the Middle East, in Central Asia, and in the Caribbean. Cuba. I mean, look, you said it, you did it, you wrote it, you freak. And so you're going to be exposed, you freak. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 31st, 2007, gold 652, ounce gold coins are 673.20, 339.15 for half, 169.58 for quarter ounce coins at 673.20, 339.15 and 169.58. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Fairchef's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
About the arrogance, the aplomb that they're greeted with by all their minions and all their yes men. Keep the song rolling. Think about it. Think about the fact that John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez and George Bush and all that sick trash thinks that they can just openly say they can torture people to death and torture small children. The memo says infant. An infant. This is who they are. You don't need to believe in Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove to know who they really are. Here it is in their own words, signed, sealed under presidential letterhead. And here's John U trying to backpedal in Houston, Texas, at Rice. Here it is. Keep rolling the video.
I'm not saying that we should do any of those things.
but you did in Chicago say if the president orders that.
Jordan, I didn't. And
you said yes.
Can I actually say what I say, or do you not believe everything you read on the internet?
I listened to
yeah. What I said was that it depends. I didn't say there has to do with law. I was saying there was the law and morality are different, and that you're asking a moral question. Personally, I would not do any of those things under any circumstances. But that's a different question than what the Constitution allows a president to have as commander in chief, right?
So you let other people do that?
No. I'm just saying it's a moral issue.
Stop, John.
The
you.
Way he framed it.
Again, now did you hear that? That's exactly what Alberto Gonzalez said just a few weeks ago, again before the Congress, is he said, well, you know, there is no habeas corpus under the Constitution when it's in there twice. And he said, there's no right to habeas corpus. And the senators are going, excuse me? And then and that's for U.S. citizens. And then now here he is again saying, well, I'm not saying those things are good, but he does have the power to do it. And by the way, that's the exact type of stuff. I don't know, not crushing with pliers, raping with instruments covered with acid. I'm sorry. We don't know about any pliers. Keep rolling.
I don't think it's morally justified. And, you know, if you want to listen to 5-second snippets where someone can't, on the internet, where someone can't, where they cut you off before you can finish your answer.
It's like 30 minutes or an hour long.
No, I was very clear after that. You know, morally, I was very clear at that time, right? And then I said, I don't think.
Write it out like, yes, that's. I know how the question was asked. So.
Right. So I was just saying, I don't think a treaty can limit the president's commander in chief power under the Constitution, and that's what I was saying. And I don't think that's the case. I do. Jordan, I think, has a different view. I think the president can violate international law, and we can pay the sanctions for it under the international legal system. But I don't think, as a constitutional matter, I could sue the president or something like that and say, you, the president, cannot do this action as commander-in-chief because we've signed a treaty, so you can't. In fact, presidents under our Constitution break treaties and terminate them if he wants to anyway. So that's what I was addressing.
Okay, let me comment on that. Is the president allowed to barbecue children on the White House lawn? Is the president allowed to snort lines of cocaine from the Oval Office on national television? Is the president allowed to say nuke Chicago because he feels like it? And the answer is no. The president executes the law in very limited areas. The president is a creature, you know, of the executive branch. They call it the unitary executive, claiming it's over the legislative and the judicial. If you really read The Federalist, which was even pro-centralized, they clearly say the president is the weakest. Congress is the strongest. Next is judicial and then executive. Why? Because there's a greater separation of powers in the Congress with the senators and the House members. And there is a greater representation of the people's will through that representative republic, through that constitutional republic. It's just off the charts that they claim this power. They claim the power of dictatorship. Please continue.
So that's what I was addressing in that point, and so I'm glad you gave me the chance to clarify that. You know, I don't think morally it would be justified. That's a different question than the legal question.
Okay, another question. Yes.
Yes, Professor, you said twice this afternoon that you think what was going on in the pictures of Abu Ghraib was illegal, but it seems to me that given your comments in one of the memos you wrote, defining torture as severe bodily harm amounting to organ failure or even death, that what was taken in those pictures qualifies as torture. So could you clarify that for me?
Well, obviously the Geneva Conventions
will be. We'll be right back, and we'll finish up a few more minutes of this, and we'll get into the national, international news, and a lot more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you look exactly... Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night?
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, FAN.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
We're going to open the phones up here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Beheading plot, latest terror merry-go-round. Few Brits believe phony Tony on terror alerts anymore, so scriptwriters change the narrative. And they've claimed Ryerson attacks, and they've claimed just all these things they foiled. And always a week or two later, it turns out it was completely staged, just innocent people being raided. Go check out all the other cases. An alleged conspiracy to kidnap a British Muslim who served in Iraq and decapitate him on video is the latest terror merry-go-round to be unleashed on the British public. From past examples, we can safely predict that within a month, the supposed plot will hold about as much credibility as yesterday's scare in Boston, where electronic advertisements for cable cartoon were mistaken for bombs. And by the way, don't think for a minute that Time Warner didn't know what they were doing with that. That's a stunt, folks. Police are continuing to question 9 men arrested over what security sources say was a plan to film a Muslim soldier being executed and posted on the web, the BBC reports. And it goes on. Mexican Migration Project Director calls for North American Union. This is from JBS. According to Princeton University sociologist Douglas Massey, director of the Mexican Migration Project, the way for America to solve its immigration problems is for the U.S. and Canada governments to pay for Mexico's infrastructure and social projects, leading to an eventual North American Union. At Terra.com, a Spanish-language news publication, an article reported on activities that took place in none other than Washington, D.C., the translation that follows, and it says, how many of you saw this one on the nightly news? According to Fernando Montero, who reported the story for Terra.com. Douglas Massey, director of the Mexican Migration Project, stated not only was the United States immigration policy negative and counterproductive, but also Canada and the United States have a financial obligation to build up Mexico itself, which the toll roads, I would add, at SPP.gov, will pay for. They will tax us here. The money will be given to the feds, to the private company, and to the state. This is for all the states. Front lines are Texas, and it will fund infrastructure in Mexico, which will then accelerate the merger. Massey commented that NAFTA was deficient because it focused solely on commercial relations for business and left out the people factor. See, because the answer we need now is total integration. According to the report, Massey offered this nice-sounding bite. You cannot integrate a market without involving people. Of course not. That is why Americans who cherish their nation's independence are opposing to integrating their economic system under NAFTA, because ultimately it will lead to a political integration with Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And he goes on for page after page. Let me get into this now. Something I didn't cover a few weeks ago that needs to be covered today. I just saw it in a stack and wanted to bring it back. Then we'll go to Bobby in California and others that are patiently holding. North American activists plotted stealth strategy, that's in quotes, details of secret BANFF meeting released as part of a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, filing. Washington, D.C., Joseph Farah. And this is all from, and you can link over to Judicial Watch and read the actual minutes through the FOIA release. Okay, you can read literally hundreds of pages for yourself. And I'll be honest with you, I only read 30 or 40 pages. I don't have time. And it was all so horrible, like it's been an hour on each page. I mean, it's just nightmare on top of nightmare, confirmation on everything we already know. It's completely diabolical. Washington. Participants in a high-level closed-door three-day conference on the integration of the three North American nations debated whether openness about goals were preferred to a stealthy policy of building infrastructure before a vision of the end result was even laid out to the people of the U.S., Mexico, Canada, according to notes obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request. And it just goes on from there. Official notes taken on a session on border infrastructure and continental prosperity at the North American Forum in Banff, Canada, last September, revealed the internal debate over continued secrecy. See, secret North American Union already set up operating. Now, finally, Lou Dobbs and Glenn Beck and a few others have talked about it on national TV. Finally, it's been in, I don't know, a half dozen U.S. newspapers or more, really, and all the Canadian papers I've seen have reported on it. But still, you tell a yuppie this, anything that's a threat to them, they'll just deny it exists, because it'll cut into their tennis time or their golf time. Okay, great. You want to live like they do in Mexico? You want your dollar totally devalued? You want your stock market totally destroyed? Okay, then, don't worry. You sat back, America's probably too far gone. Excuse me. I've just been for 12 years on air trying to... We've had the documents. This is real. It's time to stop denying it. Let me continue. Official notes taken on the session on border infrastructure and continental prosperity at the North American Forum in Canada last September reveal the internal debate over continued secrecy. While a vision is appealing, working on the infrastructure might yield more benefit and bring more people on board, quote, evolution by stealth, recorded the notes discovered amid documents obtained by Judicial Watch. Story continues. Several speakers at the event emphasized the importance of deepening economic integration, integrating the energy infrastructure, and development of new institutions between the three North American nations. Participants promoted the idea of using popular issues such as concern over climate change to push integration of energy and environmental governance and the possibility of imposing a carbon tax. Nothing to do with saving the earth from the climate change that's happening now, caused predominantly by the sun and impervious cover. Yes, major scientific vetted, peer-reviewed studies do show human activity is causing, well, fossil fuels, 3% of the increase, and 6% by blacktop and black tar roofs and heat sinks. Because photosynthesis and plants actually absorb and use it and have a cooling effect, and yes, cities do cover a large percentage of the earth, and it is heating the earth. I have actually spent years now studying this so I could accurately talk about it. But when you add 3 and 6 together, that's 9% of the heating. Then another large percentage point, depending on who studies you look at, it's between another 19 and 25%. And again, they debate this, is being caused by volcanoes. And that also, but they can't really gauge that because they try to meter the volcanic eruptions. But then also you've got Amazon and other forest destruction, which is destroying the lungs of the earth, is not good. It's not good. No one can debate that. And it is causing problems. So they have trouble metering the volcanic emissions because they know at least a small percentage of that is the fires that are ongoing all over the place. You look at satellite photos, there's just fires everywhere from Asia to South and Central America. But they then see massive increase in forest coverage in Europe and the U.S. because of huge replanting programs. So then you have to integrate different studies on that. But I'm not a fan of destroying the rainforest. I'll just tell you right now. The point I'm trying to make here, and I'm stopping on each line, is that they're saying they're going to cynically use public concern and claim the North American Union will do something about this and that some carbon tax will do something when your cars and your factories are 3%. 3%! Now, the vast majority, well over 50%, is the sun. There is no debating the numbers. In from NASA and every other major institution, the sun is heating up. It is expelling a lot more forms of radiation than it has in the past. The entire spectrum that it spews forth, visible light being only one component. All right, the sun is going wild. The entire solar system is heating up. Is what man's doing accelerating it? Certainly. But, again, you hear all day about fossil fuel emissions and flatulence of bovine cows. That is just nothing. It's nothing. And then if you even believe that's causing all of it, which every major study shows it isn't, what does a global tax on it do? Nothing. We need to write a big article about this and get this out to everybody because, you know, there's so many leftists that are just totally conned. You hate urban sprawl. You hate cars. You hate overconsumption. Frankly, you look at it, it is pretty corrupt and out of control, but their answer, neo-serfdom's even worse. So, and you can't have the government come in and regulate this, they'll just use it as a tool of control. You understand, their solutions are frauds. Let me read this again to you. Several speakers at the event emphasized the importance of deepening economic integration, integrating the energy infrastructure, and the development of new institutions between the three North American nations. Participants promoted the idea of using popular issues such as concern over climate change to push integration of energy and environmental governance and the possibility of imposing a carbon tax. Judicial Watch released yesterday the documents it received in a FOIA request from the U.S. National Command, Northern Command. Again, that's what really governs the U.S. is the true shadow government publicly announced now out of Colorado Springs. That is the capital. And by the way, under nuclear attack, they moved the official capital to Denver. Judicial Watch released yesterday the documents it received in a FOIA request from the U.S. Northern Command. See, that's who's running these North American Union government. I mean, it's just right here. This is incredible. So the military runs our country. Judicial Watch released yesterday its documents released in a FOIA request by the U.S. Northern Command, whose commander, Admiral Timothy Keating, participated in the conference along with the NORTHCOM political advisor, Deborah Bolton, and Plans and Policy Strategy Director, Major General Mark Volchev. A similar request concerning participation in North American Forum meeting by former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is still pending. At least one attendee of the conference said the meeting was intended to subvert the democratic process. This is in the minutes. People are there griping. Mel Hurtig, a Canadian author and publisher elected as the leader of the National Party, get him on, get him on, get him on. Mel Hurtig, a Canadian author and publisher elected as leader of the National Party of Canada, told WorldNet Daily last fall the idea of the North American Forum is to move the countries toward integration without public consent or even knowledge. What is sinister about this meeting is that it involved high-level government officials and some of the top and most powerful business leaders in the three countries, and the North American Forum has organized the meeting intentionally, did not inform the press in any way of the three countries, and had press that attended signed non-disclosure forms, I would add. It is clear that the intention was to keep this important meeting about integration of the three countries out of the public eye, and he was there. The conference raised more suspicions about plans for the future merger of the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, with topics ranging from a vision for North America, opportunity for security cooperation, and demographic and social dimensions of the Northern American integration. Confirmed participants included Rumsfeld, former Secretary of State George Shultz. He's a legate for the New World Order. That's one who serves the emperor, who serves as co-chairman of the North American Forum, former Central Intelligence Agency Director James Woolsey, who I have on video saying we should build camps for Americans, former Immigration and Naturalization Services Director Doris Meisner, North American Union guru Robert Pasteur, former Defense Secretary William Perry, former Energy Secretary and Defense Secretary James Schlesinger, and top officials of both Canada and Mexico. But the only media member scheduled to appear at the event, according to documents obtained by World Net Daily, was the Wall Street Journal's Mary Anastasia O'Grady. The event was organized by the Canadian Council of Chief Executives of Canadian West Foundation, an Alberta think tank that promotes closer economic integration with the United States. It's their CFR. The next meeting on the North American Forum is set for October 12th, 24th in Puerto Vallarta. The Canadian event is another in a series of meetings, policy papers, and directives that have citizens, officials, and members of the media wondering whether these efforts represent some sort of coordinated effort to implement a merger some have characterized as the NAFTA on steroids. Has us wondering? It says it. It's like if I come up and punch you in the nose and break it and blood spewing, and you go, I wonder if you just hit me. Ah! NORTHCOM running it. How long have we told you that road to tyranny that I made 5 years ago? 5 years ago. It was out in February, early February of 2002. I had a rough version out in 2 weeks called 9/11 Road to Tyranny Emergency Release. Within 2 weeks, shipping. But then I took, that was just a talk I did with video clips. It was an emergency to get it out. And then 3-4 months later, let me see, September, October, November, yeah. About 4 months, 5 months later, I had Road to Tyranny out, and then I had my book Descent to Tyranny out 6.5 months later. My point is that it's all in there, that NORTHCOM will run everything. Why? I have Army Times, I have Toronto Star, I have official announcements and documents. Bill Clinton gave a speech in 1993 about how we were going to have a NORTHCOM and a Homeland Security. The shadow government's been there since 1947. The terms we hear are at least 14 years old. No, they didn't just pop up after 2001. The Council on Foreign Relations, Hart-Rudman Commission, 1 year. They released it in September. That was the deadline. That's why PNAC put a report out in September 2000, saying we're going to be hit by massive terror attacks, we're going to take everybody's rights, we're going to have national ID cards, NORTHCOM will run everything, it'll be called Homeland Security. I mean, they get up there 3 days after 9/11, and Gary Hart says, we're going to use this disaster for a new world order. Bobby in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to remind everyone how important it is to make copies of DVDs and get them out to everyone in your area, especially police. I haven't heard from the caller, Charles from Louisiana, for a while, but it's important for everyone to know his story, how he...
He's given out almost 7,000 DVDs and VHS.
Yeah, and how I heard one episode, you're saying he, like, the police, he converted the police in his area, and they kicked out the feds and stuff.
All of them in his parish, yeah.
Yeah, so everyone, you know, could do that in their area, too.
But he didn't convert them, they converted themselves by checking out the documentation.
Yeah, exactly.
And at first, they were threatening to arrest him, handing him out free on the street, and going into coffee shops and talk, and then they were so embarrassed after they watched him, because they'd seen him and they thought it was lies, and then they threatened to arrest him, and then one of them finally checked it out and found that it was true. That was Police Day 2000. The cops didn't think it was real, that Marines were training to take guns and that we had actual video. Then they just did some checking and found out the Marines had bragged about it and put it on their own website, and so total conversion. I mean, how do you not convert to reality? I mean, how? If you've got any soul, any intellect, any brain. Of course I'm angry. Of course I'm aggressive. I'm sorry that's my style. My country's going down. Our country's going down. Your country. And it isn't going down into something that's just, you know, milquetoast. It's going into darkness. It's going into tyranny. Anything else, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna put a bumper sticker on my car that says, "Do you want freedom or fascism? Ron Paul for president, 2008.
That is an awesome name. Absolutely. You are the man. Anything else?
Yeah, just want everyone, you know, just it's important to invest in a DVD copier and just get DVDs out, because once they have them in their hand, everyone wants to show their whole family, and then they show us, you know, you never know where the DVD is going to go.
So you've been having successes yourself?
Oh, yeah. I
want to hear about it. Stay there. Then we'll go to Mark in Canada and others. And then we got a big guest, a witness to government-sponsored terror.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back. Alright, let's go back to Bobby. Bobby, tell me how long you've been making copies of films and what effect it's had. I love hearing it.
For a couple years, I'd say probably about 3 years. making copies. And for me personally, I'm an electrician, and I always bring them to my job site. And it's always always the same thing. Since 9/11 Mysteries came out, I'll start them off with that, and after a week or so, that's the conversation around the whole job site.
Giving them Terror Storm?
Oh no! I give them 9/11 Mysteries, write number one on there, and then I give them Terror Storm, write number two on there. So it's like 9/11 Mysteries kind of warms them up for Terror Storm, and then
give it all to them. Yeah, I love it. Just please, everybody, make copies of Terror Storm, because I frankly think overall, it's the best film on the wide view of government-sponsored terror, why they do it, how they've done it. I mean, this is Terror Storm. What, the first 30 minutes is just the government admitting all the stuff they've done? I mean, this is where they admit it, that they stage terror attacks. And then we get into new events that we can evidence are government-sponsored. And, I mean, here we are about to bring you a guest who witnessed operatives on 7/7. So it's just over time, then 9/11 and the other events will be totally documented.
But yeah, it's always been once people start talking about it, they want more and more.
What percentage of people wake up that you interface with?
I'd say probably 85%.
That's the number I found, about 85-90% on talk radio, even on adversarial shows where the host is attacking me. 1 out of 20 disagrees. I mean, it's total destruction of the enemy. I'll be on neocon shows Lars Larson, and he'll get irritated because every time I've been on, he'll take 5 or 6 calls that agree with me, and then one caller that kind of disagrees but says, "Well, you got a lot of stuff right, but you're still wrong about this." I mean, look, the truth is out. We're going to defeat the New World Order. Period. Thanks for the call. Don't forget, coming up this evening, I'm going to be giving a speech at the UT Union Ballroom. Details are up on Infowars.com. It is a free event, and they wanted me to go there and speak for 2.5 hours and take questions. And contrary to what most people like to do, I like to share the spotlight. So I invited George Humphreys, author, documentary filmmaker, former city council member, very successful businessman, anti-New World Order crusader, to come speak. And, of course, Genesis' own Jack Blood, who follows this broadcast, he will be speaking. They're going to speak about 30 minutes, and they're going to each gonna have 30 minutes time. And if they want to speak for 20 and then take 10 minutes of questions, they can. Then I'm going to speak for an hour because, I guess I'm the headliner. And then we're going to have about 45 minutes of questions from everybody in the audience. And the place holds like 1,000. I've just been promoting it since Monday, so I would guess about 500 will show up. If I promote it for 2 weeks, it'd be overflow. We've had events with over 1,200 before. Again, it's going to be huge. It's free, and it's really nice place, great sound system. And I hope to see you all there coming up tonight here in Austin, Texas, the first day of February, 2007, at the UT Union Ballroom. In fact, where's the address? I had it in front of me. 24th and Guadalupe. 24th and Guadalupe. UT Union Ballroom. Just go to the tower, the UT Tower, and just ask, "Where's the ballroom?" And they'll say, "It's right there. It's here." We'll be right back with the second hour, take a few calls, then get Steve Watson and Daniel Obachaki on.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.